We're going to be studying from the Maharal in his Chidushei Agados to Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin says, "B'Rosh Hashanah kol ba'ei olam ovrin lifanov kivnei maroin." On Rosh Hashanah, all the people of the world pass before HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the Bnei Maron. What are the Bnei Maron? So the Gemara, of course, also in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches says a number of interpretations. So one of them, the first interpretation, is, in the words of the Gemara, Kivnei Imrana, like sheep. We are counted, Rashi says, like sheep, one by one by one. Rish Lakish Amar, Kimalois Beis Maron. There was a place, Beis Maron, like Maron where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Kever is. And the Malos, the steps up that mountain, are very narrow. And you can only pass one at a time. I was there. The steps of Maron are really, truly very narrow, and you can only go up one at a time on that footpath. And then there's another interpretation of Bnei Maron, not sheep and not a place, but Bnei Maron means those who are under the leadership, under the morus, hence Bnei Maron, of a general or a captain, or a colonel, people in an army. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kechayalos Shel Beis David, like soldiers in file, in a straight line, reviewed, as it were. When you have the reviewing of an army, it's one by one by one. Each soldier is looked at carefully to see that his uniform is correct and crisp, and he's holding his rifle correctly, etc. So, according to Rashi, we're talking about how everyone is looked at and judged and assessed individually. So, the same idea, three times over, it's just a question, is it like sheep? And it means imruna, like maron, like the place where you can only walk single file, or like soldiers? Each of them being looked at carefully as they are looked at, as they are watched over in review. But there's really no difference of opinion and no qualitative difference between them. Says the Maharal, a completely different understanding. Let's see the Maharal here on page Kuf Yud Tes in the Chidushei Agadas volume Aleph Krach Aleph of Chidushei Agadas, page Kuf Yud Tes, on the right hand side. Nira Dahachi Pirusha Ki Tirgamo Shel Maron Hu Imrana. The simplest understanding is Imrana, sheep, Ratzalam Lafipshutai, Kiraya Shu Baidek Pitsainai. Now the Maharal doesn't say necessarily that he's counting his sheep, but he's looking at his flock of sheep and assessing how big is the flock, how healthy is the flock. He doesn't necessarily examine each of them so individually. He might see all of them, he might look at all of them, but he's not necessarily evaluating each and every head of sheep. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at all of us, looks at all of mankind, all of his height of creation, which is, of course, man, kiraya asher baidek pitzaynai, like a shepherd looking and checking on his flocks. Amnam Resh Lakish hoisif. Resh Lakish is adding something very important. Not what, but eich hu habedika. How is this assessment, how is this review conducted? Shehu kima'alois beis maron. Like the steps up the mountain at Maron. Kisham Yalu Echad Echad, where you can only walk up one at a time. Vein Hamakom Machzik Yosem Echad. There's no room for more than one person at a time. Rak Echad Hu Machzik. V'chein Hu Be'atzmo Shehu Yisbarach Bodek Oysam. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at each individual. Kilechol Echad Ve'Echad Be'yadiyah Pratis. Each person is known and inspected, understood by HaKadosh Baruch Hu individually. Because, as he's going to continue to say, every human being is different. There are no two the same. And each world has to therefore be carefully inspected. A human being is a world unto himself. V'zeki kol Adam hu olam echad. Maharei nivra Adam yechidi. That's the expression of the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. Adam yechidi nivra. Every individual human being, like Adam HaRishon, is a world unto himself. Others, species created all at once. Multiple lions, tigers, and bears. But not one man, Adam HaRishon. And then Chava, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point is, the whole world is for you, individual man or woman. The world is yours. The world is for you. The point of this world is for you to build, succeed, to do, to achieve. You, individually, with what gifts you have, with the wherewithal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided you, with the means that you have, with the gifts that you have, with the talents that you have. Ki kol adam hu biyadiyah pratis. Therefore, each individual is an individual piece of information. No two people are the same. No two potentialities are the same. No two talents are the same. No two gifts are the same. Ulefichach doime lemalois beis maroin. That's why Rish Lakish says it's like the steps on the way up to Maron. One is higher than the other. It's not only that you can't walk side by side. It's not only that you must be single file, but it's also the case that one is below and the other is above. Because we're not the same. And some have a little more of this or a little less of that. Kilechol adam v'adam yesh lo madrega b'fnei atzmo. Everything that we are blessed with is with gradation. And everything that we have in potentia is with steps and relative values. K'mosh hisbar b'Sanhedrin. V'zois nikreis ma'alos beis maron. That's what's being referred to by the ma'alos of beis maron. That it's with gradations. And that individual people are assessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah with you, with your talent, with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided you, what have you achieved? And what will you be given and granted so you can continue to achieve in Yirtzeh Hashem in the year to come? That's very different from the shepherd who's looking more holistically at the flocks and saying, well, how many of them are in good shape? How many of them have gained? How many of them have need to be shorn? And how soon, etc. That's very different from a concern for each individual and an assessment of what can this person be held accountable for? And what promise does the future hold for this individual man or woman? And then, Amnam Shmuel, the third opinion, where it's soldiers in an army, Amnam Shmuel Savar Kichayalos Beis David Shaholchim Misudarim LaMilchama. They are in order, they are going with a particular set of arranged rank, but they're going out with a purpose that joins them together. Kol Echod VeEchod Kifi Madregasai VeHem Miskashvim BeKesher Echod. they're all joined together. Yes, you have individual soldiers, and each soldier has a particular task that's very important and responsibilities that must be carried out, but they are joined together for great purposes. And the value of a soldier is always going to be his functionality as part of the larger group. And the judgment of the soldier is going to be how effective that soldier is and has been, should have been, for the sake of the greater purposes of the mechaba that the entire tziva, that the whole army together has to be waging. Ki hayitzurim yesh lehem hiskashrus echad. Because all the individual creations, all the individual subjects that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is assessing on Rosh Hashanah are, yes, they're individuals, but they also have a joined and a shared purpose. And that is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is to bring good into the world and to achieve the growth of all that's good and to promote all that's good and to bring light to shine forth in this world. Have you done that together? Have you enabled each other? Have you worked toward that goal as others needed you to work toward that goal? And remember, we have the famous instance of the woman of Shunam. The woman of Shunam was begging the Navi, begging Elisha, you know, don't single me out. Im ami anochi yosheves. I'm just a plain person. Don't. Elisha said, do you need, perhaps I'll take care of some matter for your sake and speak to the Melech. The Gemara says, Medrash says that the Melech he's offering to speak to is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's judgment time, it's Rosh Hashanah. And she says, don't single me out. I am amongst my people. I don't want to be singled out. Because when singled out, I might not shine forth the way I would if I'm just amongst my people. But on the other hand, if you're amongst your people, you also have to be helping the people. And you have to be functioning as one of the people. So what the Maharal is basically saying is that this is not necessarily a machlokas, though in a few lines you'll see he does say that this appears to be a machlokas. But there are gradations. It's true, each individual is seen by a Kadosh Baruch. But then again, when a shepherd looks over the entire flock, he sees all of the sheep. So therefore, Rish Lakish adds, but each is judged in accordance with what he or she could, should be. Each is judged with an eye to what that person's gifts and talents and blessings have been. And what have you done with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you? And they are therefore like the path up to Maron. Some are higher, some are lower, meaning some expectations are greater. Some achievements are greater. But each person is a very different world unto himself or herself, and judged accordingly. And then Shmuel says, yes, of course, each person is judged individually. But one of the considerations is, how have you functioned as part of the bigger army? How have you been soldiering side by side with your fellow soldiers in the greater purpose, in the milchama, so to speak, of the army of Hashem? So we're going to go past the brackets, if you will, up to the top of the next column on page Kuf Yates. V'Rashi goras od girsa acheres. Rashi brings a girsa where the last two of the three opinions are joined together. Amar Rabba Bar Chana b'chayelos shel Beis David u'kivnei Maron. So there's no machlekes necessarily, if you say, like Rabbi Barbara Chana, that we are being judged individually and as individual soldiers, how have we worked well with each other in the army as soldiers, we're not just individuals. We have responsibilities to the bigger, the greater cause. Umam od samachti begirsuzos, the Maharal says, because what it's doing is basically saying that there are not so much differing opinions in this machlokas, but more this is a set of concentric circles. That the idea of being judged as an individual does not contradict being judged as part of the greater whole. And then does not contradict part of the entire whole being considered all at once. So, Alamedinos bo yeyomer, Ezel acherev, Ezel arov, we say, whole nations are judged. What does the nation as an entire nation deserve or not deserve? That's like they said, Imrana, like the whole flock is taken together and assessed and judged at once. But then there's also judgment on the individuals. The individuals, how has each of them fared? How have they each accomplished what they could, should have accomplished? And then there's another consideration, and that is, how has that individual functioned in the context of the wider, of the greater whole? Mamot samachti begirses us. Ki rabba barachana sefer ki hayidia biyitzurim al shnei hatzdadim. What Rabba barachana is saying is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and looks at and considers is the two sides of every individual's role, the individual and the shared role. Ki hem miskashrim bekesher echad. They join together. Umisudarim beseder echad. Hakol biyachad, all at once. V'zehu kichayolos beis David, like David's army. Umnam, indeed, yesh lekol echad ve'echad madrega b'fnei atzmo. Each of the soldiers has a particular rank, a particular job, a particular function. Gamke, b'mashehu adam zeh, by being this individual person with his own perspective and with his own views and with his own life experiences, unlike anybody else's. So therefore the expectations are only in accordance with what he or she could possibly become, could possibly achieve. If a person is challenged with a particular set of circumstances, you can't possibly expect that that person is going to be judged in the exact same way and with the same standards of another human being who's blessed in a way that the first person we mentioned is not. You're not going to say that someone who is, chas v'shalom, not able to hear well, is not able to understand much that is spoken in the shir le'aleinu. So you're going to say to this person, well, why didn't you attend so many and so many shiurim in such and such a time and place? If it wasn't in sign language and it wasn't, given over to someone to put it into a written form so that it could be taken in, visually, how can this person possibly learn? If someone is not able to see well, then you can't expect that this person is learning. Strain on the eye for a particular individual. This person might not be able to strain his eyes more than 5 hours, 6 hours a day. You can't say, well, why did you not learn 12 hours a day? If a person is not able, chas v'shalom, to do what another person is able to do, of course the standards for their judgment are going to be very different, very subjective, understandable. But there's also, as we've said, you have a certain ability to function in the greater whole. Have you done what you can in your family? Have you done what you can do for your community's sake? Imagine if a person is responsible for, davening for the Amud and takes it seriously and leads davening beautifully and inspires people when davening for the Amud. that person is judged in accordance with his having taken on and hopefully excelled in inspiring people and in leading tefillah and in leading us in service of Hashem. But what happens if he has a very, very good voice and he knows how to daven, but decides, you know, I want to do it only if I'm paid handsomely. I want to do it only when there's a very, very big hush of a crowd, so I'll feel that it's, you know, I'm singing for people who can really appreciate my talent, and for a lot of people who can appreciate my talent, not just a few people who can. Oh, so you didn't help the cloud, you didn't help the entire people, you didn't help your community. That's just one example. That it goes on. I mean, it's endless, endless, endless examples of so many things that we can do, that we can contribute, ways in which we can help, or ways in which we can detract from the accomplishments of a community. So if a person has, you know, disturbed others during learning or davening, as an example, God forbid, what responsibility we would have for having been the one to not allow others to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu successfully. So each person is then judged what he or she could have accomplished themselves alone and what they could, should have helped to accomplish as part of the greater whole, as part of the tzibur. Ki kasher amarnu l'malo. Adam gam ken prati. Each individual is an island, to some degree, a world unto himself or herself. Vehu imze, but with that, at the same time, the person is niksher bekesh. Person is bound up and tied to other people. Ubeseder kulum yachad, together with everybody else. Bahari hu bechlal uprat. Every human being is part of a klal, and yet every human being is a prat, an individual. Ki hu nichlal im ha'acher. V'gam mesudur hu besidur echad at shehem klal echad. Getting back to the Imrana, he concludes by taking us all the way back to the first view, which is a flock of sheep. They were all judged together as one. Klal echad. But then we're also each individual. We're each a prat. We're individuals. But we're judged at the same time. We're judged. Well, what was our role? And did we fulfill what we can, should be doing for the sake of the klal? So if you want to remember this, it would be called klal uprat uklal. Like one of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah in the Drashas Behem, right? Klal prat klal. Klal, we're judged as a community, as a nation, all at once. B'nei Imrana, the flock of sheep being looked at, being reviewed by the shepherd. Prat, each individual person and what he or she can or should be held responsible for. And then klal, each individual person, what did you do for, and how did you function for the sake of that, of the klal? And all this is the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Mishnah concludes and tells us a pasuk, and the pasuk really does say that it's with all of what we do and individual actions of individual people being taken in, but all at once, all at the same time. Hayotzer yachad libam, pasuk in Tehillim. Hayotzer yachad libam, hamevin el kol maaseihem. Yachad libam. Their hearts are all taken in and on all levels assessed by the Yotzer, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created them all and who created them yachad. He is a maven all at once, el kol ma'aseihem. So individuals, but at one moment, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at all of these three, the Maral is saying. The klal, the prat, the individual, and then how has that individual functioned and contributed to the klal. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu see us and find us in great merit on all of these levels, Emir Tz Hashem, and give us and bless us with Shana Tov u'Mesukah.